here. What are our first two tunes here? First two tunes are
the list. Where's the list?
Pocket. Alrighty. Hello up there.
Right. Okay. No,
all this is Fenig's All-Star String Band.
Old arrangement.
I'm going to have to move this down in a second so I can hear the instrument. We're going to play some dance tunes, sing a song, and sing your way to dinner or whatever you're going to do. There's food up there at the top of the hill, and we'll talk about that, or I guess Evelyn has mentioned it today. We're going to play a couple of tunes, a Canadian tune called the Gaspé Reel, and we'll follow that with the Fiddlehead Reel, which is a Nova Scotian tune. We may need a little tuning up here. The weather is doing weird things. Okay, we're close enough. Get tight on the mic so they can get you. And it's fiddle banjo, dulcimer, dulcimer, banjo, fiddle.
Right on.
On both of them? Both of them.
I guess.
Okay, why don't you kick it off? Ready? Kick it off.
Okay, we'll do a couple more fiddle tunes. The first one is a southern tune called Johnny the Blacksmith, and the other one is a good old favorite American fiddle tune called Liberty. John does an amazing switch in the middle of this as it switches keys from A to D.
Of the band, I guess, while we're at it here. The fiddle player from scenic Schenectady, New York,
Big Tom,
is, I won't say it. He's Tom McCreesh. Let's give him a little hand there, or a big hand.
Let's shake hands.
Our banjo player is our assistant garbage man here at the festival. From scenic Delmar, New York, fashionable Delmar, New York, is John Peterson. And from just down from historic Cohoes Falls, north of Albany, from Latham, New York, on banjo, guitar, I mean, and normally piano, but it was too rainy to get the piano out here. We'll have one here tomorrow, I guess, for the rest of the weekend. I'm guitarist Joan Pelton.
From scenic Iowa City, Iowa.
From scenic Iowa City, Iowa.
Gentlemen playing the hammer dulcimer from scenic Iowa City, Iowa.
You can see all the grass.
With the headband holding his head on is Mr. Bill Spence. And this tune's called Johnny the Blacksmith. Thank you.
around here. This is gonna be hard, Chuck. You gotta pick up both me and it on this. I'm not quite sure how we're gonna do this.
Can I have a G, please?
A G. Help us sing. It's 8 more miles to Louisville. The chorus is 8 more miles and Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back. I knew it from the start. It's 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown in my heart. If all you can get is whenever 8 more miles to Louisville comes around, you know, that'll do it. That Joan is about to play is the variously pronunciations it has. We call it the boron. And
Bill, I found out what it means.
What's it mean?
It's from an Irish word meaning bor, which is deaf. And this is the instrument which deafens.
Ah, yes.
Are you kidding me?
You have an announcement.
Yeah, an announcement. I have a heavy announcement. There is a station wagon in the parking lot that's blocking traffic. Michigan Plates, JKT881. Michigan Plates, JKT881. You're blocking traffic. Will you please move your car? Thank you.
This thing has gone out of tune since we started. Oops. Tell them what you do.
I'm going to try a couple of Irish tunes. The first one is... First one is called a Bantry Bay Hornpipe. It's a hornpipe, and then we'll go into a reel. And John's going to play that reel on a banjo for you, which is unusual. I think he frails it pretty well. It's an Irish reel. It's called Drowsy Maggie.
Usually it's Scottish.
Thank you. It's a little early in the day to be doing that.
Evelyn, what time is it?
Five after.
Whew. Okay, let's do.
Aren't we supposed to go until 11?
One other besides that.
What?
Uh-oh. Dogfight.
To end our program.
Which would you like to play before Right Time Andy? Because we can put in that one. What would you like to play before Right Time?
No.
But Flowers and Temperance. Flowers and Temperance, she's got the people. We're trying to figure out what to fit in extra here.
Can't play. Let's play Colored Aristocracy.
Aristocracy? Let's just do Aristocracy straight.
Yeah.
Without the waterfall. Okay? It's in G. This is an old cakewalk tune. How are you coming there, John?
Fine, my dad. Every time I move, it goes boom.
Yes, everything's.
Must be the rain.
This is an old cakewalk tune called Colored Aristocracy, which is a great title for a great tune. Ready?
Oh, yes. Oh, let's do it. One, two, you know what to do.
I'll start it. Included, and go up to the craft area, and you can go up to the craft area and buy Fenix All-Stars records. No, we're going to finish off with a really fun tune called Ragtime Annie. Most of the fiddle tunes are dance tunes that we do, and the vast majority, I think, probably of them have two parts, a first and a second part. This is one of those that has three parts, and so you'll hear the third part every time it comes around. And this is Ragtime Andy.
Are we ready?
Nice day.
Spunky.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill, and the Fennec All-Stars. Fennec All-Stars have a record up there. I think it's in the gathering booth, is that correct?
In the
Euterpe booth, right next to...
Selection, we'd like to play the Greenwood Side, which is a march, and an old tune called We'll Take the Good Old Way, or the Highland Road to Gerlach.
Thank you.
like to play just a couple of tunes now. I had the pleasure of playing with Eric and Becky Boyer and some very nice people a little earlier this winter when I got the opportunity to be a sideman on the Gentleness in Living record, which is, I believe, going to be available very shortly. I'd like to play my side of some of the selections. The first one is another Gaelic air, Braes of Lough Eel, and then two jigs, the Tenpenny Bit and Paddy O'Rafferty. I'll just take a moment to tune my pipes. Time I was getting off this stage and letting someone else perform for you. By the way, my name is Don Lindsay, and I'm from the piping school up on the hill back there. And in the evenings, my wife Anne and I will be listening for you, and I hope maybe occasionally you'll hear a bit of us as well. I hope this rain goes away, and I'm going to play a tune in honor of the rain leaving. I hope it does very soon. This is Mrs. MacDonald of Uig. On that note, I shall depart.
That's Don Lindsay from the Invermark Piping School up here on the hill. It's truly a wonderful sound to hear that practicing coming down from off the hill. Everybody should have a bagpiper living, well, not next door, but a few doors up the road. It's really a beautiful sound. One of the most fun times I ever had was marching behind George Armstrong, playing the bagpipes at midnight, one night, walking down the road, about 25 of us, just walking down the road in the pitch black, following the sound of George's bagpipes. Then you know what pipes are for. Or at least the Scottish pipes, war pipes, they're just really stirring. And microphones don't do them justice. You have to stand next to them. Well, what are you all doing here? That's right. Getting wet. Well, you're here. You're thinking dry? Getting dry. Well, you're here to hear some really good music and to have a nice time, and I'm sure you will. Well, the play won't go on because it needs too much dryness, and we can't have it tonight. It's just too wet to have it. But we have a lot of good music, and maybe, I don't know. We have some nice music tonight, however. And we'd like to begin with a man who's, well, when I met him, he was living in San Francisco. Now he lives in Ithaca, New York, and he sings a lot of nice songs. And some of those are songs that other people made, and some of those are songs that are so old that we don't know who made them, just people have learned them from other people for so long, and those are folk songs. And some of them are songs that he made up, and he's made up some really nice songs, and you're going to find out about it right now. And his name is Bill Steele.
Getting electrocuted? Huh. There we go. All right. Well, I never sang for wet children before. There's a song I like to start off with because it makes no sense and has no significance and is not good for anything. But it's based on an old song that some of you might know. It's stolen from an old song that some of you might know. So you may be able to join in with me, because you may think ahead of me and figure out what the song is supposed to say before it says it. So feel free to join in. One evening I rambled up from the bay shore. The cops, they did whistle, and the traffic did roar. I spied a fair maiden who was crying in pain on the door of a phone booth. She pounded in vain. Oh, my love, he is waiting. I should call right away. But the man in this phone booth has been talking all day. I never will marry. I'll ne'er be a wife. I'm sure he'll keep talking for the rest of my life. A young man stepped up then. He wore glasses of horn. He offered his aid to this maiden forlorn. He listened politely while her rage she did vent. And he said, I will help you, or my name ain't Clark Kent. But before I can save you from this man so uncouth, you got it? I must first change my costume in a telephone booth. You never will marry. You'll ne'er be a wife. And I'm stuck with this necktie for the rest of my life. Well, now when they saw that, they shared the same plight. They fondly linked arms and flew off in the night. And now they are married and have children that fly. And it's all on account of that long-winded guy. So if ever you ramble through that part of town, just stop by and listen. He hasn't run down. He never will marry. He'll ne'er have a wife. 'Cause who'd live in a phone booth for the rest of her life? Eventually. It all is. That kind of song is really easy to make up. And I'm on a sort of a campaign to get people to make up their own songs instead of running around and buying them in the store, you know, on records. So I made up a song about making up songs. Sort of a how to do it song. It'll be published next month in Popular Mechanics. Okay. Make up a song, make up a song. The words don't even have to scan, and the rhymes can be wrong. Anyone can, we've known all along. It's as easy as talking to make up a song. Now that is both the first verse and the chorus, so we can sing it again. Make up a song, make up a song. The words don't even have to scan, and the rhymes can be wrong. You're on your own there. Anyone can, we've known all along. It's as easy as talking to make up a song. Think up a tune, borrow a tune, steal a tune if you have to, and rhyme moon with June. It's up to you, so get to work soon and put some new words to that handy old tune, and you'll make up a song, make up a song. The words don't even have to scan, and the rhymes can be wrong. Anyone can, we've known all along. It's as easy as talking to make up a song. As for the words, don't be deterred. If you say what's really in your heart, your voice will be heard. You needn't be smart, plain talk is preferred. So quit humming your tune now and write down the words, and you'll make up a song, make up a song. The words don't even have to scan, and the rhymes can be bad. Anyone can, we've known all along. It's as easy as talking to make up a song. Make people cry, help them get high. Your song could even change the world, I can't explain why. Flags all unfurled, bands marching by. They could march to your tune if you'll give it a try. And make up a song, make up a song. The words don't even have to scan, and the rhymes can be awful. Anyone can, we've known all along. It's as easy as talking to make up a song.
Aim for the whites of their eyes and keep your instruments dry. Here's a song with some philosophy in it that, I guess not. Now let's try. Guess we'll work in that key. Steel strings are not supposed to dissolve in water, right? Okay, this is a very philosophical song. It has deep, important meanings for everyone. Young children growing up, old people growing down, whatever. And so you have to learn the chorus and sing it, because there's the whole message. If a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. There's an old, old saying, it is very wise. You can see the truth of it right before your eyes. That if a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. People are different, various paths they walk. Some are fragile like the egg, some are hard like rock. And if a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. A rock cannot be broken, and is so insolent. Must be fun to be a rock, for it is evident. That if a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. The rock can never triumph, though the egg it dare not mock. For if the egg is shattered, then splattered is the rock. So if a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. Goodbye. That was written by a friend of mine out in California who prefers to remain anonymous. He signs himself Biggs Tinker, B-I-G-G-S, capital S-T-I-N, no, capital T-I-N-K-E-R, sorry, and prefers that no other biographical information be released. I have another good friend in California named Janet Smith, who wrote, well, one of the things that a lot of people are writing songs about right now is what's wrong with the environment, the way people are polluting the water and the air, and general heading of ecology songs. Janet sat down to write an ecology song, and it happened to be just about 3 weeks after her first son was born. So she ended up with an ecology lullaby. Now, it's sort of dangerous to sing a lullaby this early in the evening, but Pete Seeger says a good lullaby should be boring. And this is not boring because it's a really beautiful song, so I don't think it'll put you to sleep. It may not be a good lullaby, but it's a neat song. Chorus goes like this. Go to sleep, sweet Johnny, my baby. Lullaby till morning, my darling little one. When you wake, the world will be waiting. Go to sleep, my baby, my son. All the sky was a little bit bluer years ago when I was quite young. But the air is still clear in the mountains. Will you say the same thing to your son? Go to sleep, sweet Johnny, my baby. Lullaby till morning, my darling little one. When you wake, the world will be waiting. Go to sleep, my baby, my son. All the forests that grew on the hillside years ago,
when I was quite young. Now are fewer, that man has passed over. Will you say the same thing to your son? Go to sleep, sweet Johnny, my baby. Lullaby till morning, my darling little one. When you wake, the world will be waiting. Go to sleep, my baby, my son. Oh, the river that flowed through our valley years ago when I was quite young. No one fishes or swims anymore there. Will you say the same thing to your son? Go to sleep, sweet Johnny, my baby. Lullaby till morning, my darling little one. When you wake, the world will be waiting. Go to sleep, my baby, my son. When you wake, the world will be waiting. Will you say the same thing to your son?
Okay, we'll go directly from the sublime to the ridiculous. This is a real audience participation song. You really have to get into it. And it's easy to learn. I usually introduce this as a medley of my hit. And I have to make it clear that I don't mean we sold a lot of records and made a lot of money, which we didn't. There has been a commercial record of this song, and if you happen to hear it played on the radio, call them up and tell them to play it again, because they send me 2.5 cents every time. But to me, having a hit in folk music means that you wrote a song that somebody liked well enough to learn it and sing it, somebody besides yourself. So Janet's song that I just sang is a hit, and this song got to be a hit because Michael Cooney liked it well enough to learn it, and you've all heard it from him. The chorus is garbage, and you get to say it 3 times or any combination thereof that you like. I go garbage, and you go garbage, garbage, garbage. Now, you can take any one of those garbages and really make it your own and come in strong on it, the first, the second, or the third. Or you can take the first and the third. I can go garbage, garbage, garbage. You get to breathe in between, right? Or you can take the second garbage. Now, if you take the second garbage, you have lots of time to breathe. Because I go, garbage, garbage, and you can come out with a real anguished scream, right? Because that's what it's about. It's about stuff piling up on our backs, right? Too bad. Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato, then he leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. Busboy comes and takes it with a cough, contaminates it as he puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins, till the truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away. And 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Garbage.
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 We're filling up the sea with garbage.
Garbage!
Garbage! What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage? You can do better than that. Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac and winds it up the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. while the sun licks down upon it with its ultraviolet tongues, till it turns to smog and settles down and ends up in our lungs. Garbage.
Garbage!
Garbage! We're filling up the sky with garbage.
Garbage!
Garbage! What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage? That isn't loud enough, folks. I want the people over at the main gate to know we're singing garbage, right? Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles down with evening news while the kids do homework with the TV in one ear. While Superman for thousandth time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, they dutifully learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. In the paper there's a piece about what Spiro said last night, and he gets it finished just in time to watch The Price is Right. Garbage.
Garbage!
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 We're filling up our minds with garbage.
Garbage!
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 What will we do when there's nothing left to read, and there's nothing left to hear, and there's nothing left to need, and there's nothing left to wear, and there's nothing left to talk about, and nothing left to walk upon, nothing left to care about, and nothing left to ponder on, and nothing left to touch, and there's nothing left to see, and there's nothing left to know, and there's nothing left to be. But everybody... Thank you.
Well, that was Bill Steele. Isn't he nice? That's right. He's nice. Okay, before homeroom continues, we have some more announcements. New York license plate, KOA78, your lights are on. Too bad. Robert Hart, you may meet your son at the Lost and Found booth. Robert Hart, he's there. Nice boy. Now, a program of enormous enormance, seldom performed in a former performance. Some old friends of the Fox Hollow Folk Festival, close relatives of the Beers family. From St. Louis, the Boyer family.
Is going to stop, and so we're going to sing a song to make it stop, because the children sang a song, the same song this morning, and it stopped. Therefore, it really did. It really happened. So we'll make it happen again. We're the Boyer family with a friend. Our friend is Larry Sugarman, here right behind us, playing the banjo. And he's going to do a fine tune for you by himself a little bit. So we'll start off with The Sun's Going to Shine, because I'm sure it will. Ready?
Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away. My mama told me many years ago. will become of you, God only knows. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March winds gonna blow my blues all away. Hard times are coming, so I've been told. Never take love for an old rich man's gold. Hard times are coming, this much I know. Love ain't gonna help you when you're hungry and cold. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Marchman's gonna blow my blues away. Low down sheep woman, she tried to steal my man. Low down sheep woman, she tried to steal my man. Low down sheep woman, she tried to steal my man. If I ever catch her, I'll cure her if I can. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March winds gonna blow my blues all away.
This next song is a song that we learned when Bob and Evelyn came to Kirkwood one time. We do it quite a bit. We've never done it at Fox Hollow, and I haven't heard it for a couple of years. But it's an appropriate song. Now, children, very often there's a moral to a story. Anybody ever tell you that? Oh, well, you listen to this song. And you can sing along, too. You'll catch on very quickly. This song is about two foxes and what happened to them. And it goes like this.
One cold frosty night,
I believe
it was in the winter.
Two foxes went out for some prey. They trotted along in frolicking song to cheer their long lily way, way, way.
To cheer their long lily way.
They trotted along.
They trotted along.
In hopes
to find
a rabbit or a goose astray. But at last they came to some better game in the farmer's barn by the way, way, way.
In the farmer's barn by the way.
On the roost there sat.
On the roost there sat.
Some chickens.
Very, 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 very fat.
As a fox could wish for his dinner. And at last they found a hole in the ground. And they both went in like sinners, sinners, sinners.
And they both went in like sinners.
They both went in.
They both went in.
With a squeeze.
And a grin.
And the chickens, they were quickly killed. One fox, he feasted and he lunched and he bunched till his belly was fairly filled, filled, filled.
Till his belly was fairly filled.
The other fox was wise.
The other fox was wise.
He looked all around
with both of his eyes.
And would hardly eat at all. For when he went in with a squeeze and a grin, he noticed that the hole was small, small, small.
He noticed that the hole was small.
The other fox, you see.
The other fox, you see.
Turned very, very red
from embarrassment.
At the end of a farmer's pole, he got that way with a wick and a whack, with his bottom corked up in a hole, hole, hole,
with his bottom corked up in a hole.
We're going fiddle tune now, which is another one that Becky learned from Bob, which is called The High Wind That Blew the Low Post Down. Things about a folk festival like this is that you take a great deal of it home with you, and the people around you, and it sort of spreads, it sort of grows, it has roots and they grow. And at home, we found a great many friends who like the same thing that we like, and we've brought some of them with us here this year. Larry is one of them. Our family has done many new things in this past year. We've had a lot of adversity, and this includes our immediate family. And so we did some things. We started a music store at our home this year. And some of the people who have helped us get started are here. And Larry Sugarman is one of our teachers in our store. And I'm going to ask Larry to play with the girls. And later on, we're going to have some step dancers here who are close friends and from home also. And So I'll let Larry introduce his own songs now.
We're just going to do a medley. We're going to do a medley of two fiddle tunes. One of them is, the first one is called Rachel or Texas Quick Step, and the second one is Molly Here. Mm-hmm.
since there are lots and lots of children here, there's a very special song at Fox Hollow that was written especially for children that I haven't heard this year. If it was sung, it wasn't sung when I was here, and I think I've been here all day since I've been sitting in the rain part of the time. So, well, no, it was sunny this afternoon, wasn't it? I take that back. It was a nice afternoon. Well, at any rate, I didn't hear the song. And you children, I know, are uninhibited. And I know you'll want to sing this song with us. How many of you have brothers and sisters? You never quarrel with them, do you? My children never fight.
We never fight.
No. Okay, now you know what we're going to do. We're going to do I'm Gonna Tell. And you're going to do it with us, aren't you? Okay. Let's try it and see.
I'm gonna tell.
Come and help us. Valerie Hazelton, who was formerly an All-Ireland Irish champion step dancer. She's going to dance for you, and she has two of her students here with her, Jenny Hyman and Elizabeth Browder. And so if they don't slip on the stage and break their necks, they're going to dance for you, and we're going to back them up along with some other friends. I believe Bill Caspery is going to help us fiddle. Joel Glickman, and we'll treat you to some real Irish step dancing. And Roger Pryor.
Quadraphonic now? You guys never let it rain, who cares? I've a train upstairs with a break that I make from a string sort of thing, which works in jerks, 'cause it drops in the spring, which stops with the string, and the wheels all stick so quick that it feels like a thing that you make with a break, not string. Thank you. drive a train upstairs with a brake that I make from a string sort of thing, which works in jerks, 'cause it drops in the spring, which stops with the string. So that's what I make when the day's all wet. It's a good sort of break, but it hasn't worked yet. I like to sit down. That's a giveaway, you know. Would everybody who's in the play please go back there now? Okay? Now is the time. The rest of you. Pretend you didn't hear that. This is a song from Texas from a long time ago, from maybe 70 years ago. It's about a man who was a sheriff. And he was one of those sheriffs who, even though he knew certain things that were wrong were going on in his town, he didn't do anything about it for various reasons. But then, for some reason or other, he decided that he wasn't going to let those things go on any longer. And maybe it's because elections were coming or something. I don't know. But his conscience attacked him, and he went to put a stop to it. But you don't change things that quickly without getting into trouble. And he got into trouble.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, yonder comes Brady in his electric car, making his way to the freedom line. He's gonna shoot somebody just to see him die. Been on the job, been on the job too long. Duncan, Duncan was attending the barn. In walks Brady with his shining star. Says, Mr. Duncan, you are under arrest. And Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest. Been on the job, been on the job too long. Oh, Brady, Brady was a big bad man. And Brady took a hold of Duncan's hand. Please, Mr. Duncan, don't you shoot me no more. I'm bleeding to death up on your barroom floor. Been on the job too long. Been on the job too long. Crowbar and beat down my door, and now you're lying dead up on my barroom floor. Been on the job, been on the job too long. When the women all heard King Brady was dead, they went back home and re-ragged in red. Some were slipping, sliding, shuffling down the street in their old Mother Hubbards and their stocking feet. Been on the job, been on the job too long. Now early next morning at 9:30, all the hearses and the buggies were standing in line. The hearses, the buggies, rubber-tired hacks are gonna take him to the graveyard, but they won't bring him back. Been on the job, been on the job too long. What's going on? Take your crowbar and beat them up. And now you're lying dead up on my. Been on the job. Been on the job too long.
I'd like to try to sing a song that I really don't know, but it would be nice. It's a song that I have on a record, and I like it, and I listen to it sometimes, but I've never tried to learn it. But I hum along with the record. I'd like to sing it is because it has a lovely chorus, and I think you would do it just a great job on this song. I can tell. A bold hippopotamus was seated one day on the banks of the cool Shalimar. He gazed at the bottom as he peacefully lay by the light of the evening star. Far away on the hillside sat combing her hair his sweet hippopotami maid. Maid. This hippopotamus was no ignoramus and sang her this sweet serenade. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. You know that now? Can you sing that chorus? Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. Now, of course, you can do what you want with harmonies and counterpoint and slurping or squishing or whatever you'd like to do. Now, this fair hippopotama, he aimed to entice from her seat on that hilltop above. As she hadn't got a ma to give her advice, came tiptoeing down to her love. Like thunder, the forest re-echoed the sound of the song that they sang as they met. His inamorata adjusted her garter and lifted her voice in duet, in falsetto. Mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. Now, hippopotami began to convene by the banks of the river so wide. Oh, I wonder now what am I to say of the scene that ensued on the Shalimar side. They dived all at once with an ear-splitting crash and rose to the surface again, a regular army of hippopotami all singing this joyful refrain. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. Oh, sing it again, can't stop now. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing thanks, and my apologies. I like it. I've been humming it. Hope we won't have to any longer, though. Hope that man with his barometer was right. Am I to believe the bottom half of this harmonica or the top half? Okay, I'll finish up with a nice old love song. Top to give my horn a blow. Every girl in Georgia says, yonder comes my beau. I ain't drunk, I ain't drunk, I ain't drunk. Lord, Lord, I'll tell the world I ain't. Down south, she's so sweet the honeybees just swarm around her mouth. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, one more time. I love Cindy. By the sewer, 'tis by the sewer she died. The papers wrote a piece on it, they called it suicide. I ain't drunk, I ain't drunk, I ain't drunk. Lord, Lord, I'll tell the world I ain't. My sweetheart passed, she'd take a bite of me. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, one more time. I love Lucy. I wished I had a needle
fine as I could sew. I'd sew the girls to my coattail and down the road I'd go. I ain't drunk, I ain't drunk, I ain't drunk. Teacher, and I'll tell you the reason why. She blows her nose in old cornbread and calls it pumpkin pie. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, one more time.